Different unions often have the same goals, but usually want to maintain their own identity. So forming partnerships can sometimes be formidable. David Newby, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO, says the affiliation allowing local education groups to team up with central labor councils would have been what he called unthinkable 3 years ago. Now, it's been done.
So it's a means of expanding and strengthening the labor movement and giving more clout to working people, especially on the local level.
The AFL-CIO represents 52 unions nationally. However, it lost membership 2 years ago when seven unions split off. Jeff Upperton is an AFL-CIO member working with the Rock County Central Labor Council. He says bringing the Beloit Education Association into the fold might provide more influence in state and local elections.
We feel that there's power in numbers. We want to help the Education Association as much as we can.
Topping teachers' list is pay. Governor Jim Doyle has called for elimination of a law that's designed to keep teacher salaries and benefits from rising more than 3.8%. Also on the agenda is revamping the complicated and what some say is unfair system of funding schools. Tim Vedra is a Beloit teacher and union member.
Hopefully come up with a better system for funding public education in the state of Wisconsin so it doesn't fall back on the property taxpayer.
AFL-CIO officials say the partnership with Beloit Educators is among the first, but won't be the last, National Education Association member to join forces with the Federation. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.